Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, maybe you woke up this morning like I did and it was freezing on November 1st and you could just feel winter coming. Every Wednesday in the feed, we talk about home stuff with our home expert friend, Susie Calabrese.
Yeah, definitely. There's some kind of chill in the air. So, Susie, tell us, what do we need to do for our homes to get ready for the winter weather?
Yeah, so like my friend who said, no heat before trick-or-treat. Well, we're past that, right? The 1st of November here. So I turned that bad boy on this morning because I was also freezing, Kevin.
Right.
The weather is just so unpredictable this time of year, so it's really better to get ahead of it. And winterizing your home's exterior is really crucial to keeping the cold out and keeping the warm in. So I have some tips to help get people started. First is check all your doors and windows for any drafts or gaps. You can use weather stripping or caulk to seal the gaps. This will not only help keep that chilly air out, but also reduce your heating bills. And if you have an attached garage, don't forget those doors too, because a lot of times they can have a small space on the bottom or the sides that need some stripping added. You'd be surprised how much chilly air can sneak through there. And moving on, we've got to talk about gutters and downspouts. There's a saying that says an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So if you've had this on the list and you haven't gotten to it yet, I mean, look around. We've peaked the fall foliage season. All the leaves are really coming down now. So, you know, make sure you get out there and you remove any debris, avoiding any clogs that can lead to ice dams. You don't want your roof springing a leak this winter. So you just want to make sure those downspouts are channeling water away from your home's foundation as well. And speaking of the roof, examine it for loose damage or damaged shingles and repair them now so you can prevent leaks during the winter. Also consider adding some extra insulation in your attic. We'll talk about the inside a little bit more in our next segment. But sticking to the outside, don't forget those garden hoses. You want to drain them and put them away for the season to avoid freezing your pipes. My husband and I just talked about this, doing it, really trying to catch it right before that the frost comes. When is the right time? It could be any day.
That's the big one for me. That's the first thing I always think of. Like this morning, I was like, I got to get that hose in the basement.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you just really want to be ahead of it. And shut off, obviously, when you do that, you're shutting off the outdoor water supply. You can even think about covering the faucets, the outdoor faucets, with insulated covers to keep them snug during the winter. That also helps, Kevin.
It's a good idea.
And then finally, trim any tree branches that could potentially fall in your home during heavy snow or ice. We just had a tree company come out to our house, so I just learned this one. Even if you have a large tree that seemingly looks healthy, you want to make sure it's evaluated by an expert annually to make sure it's not a safety hazard, which for us, they did free of charge. In our case, the tree's great, but some branches need trimming, and there's actually a cable inside the tree that we didn't even see was there. I guess the previous owner must have installed it to kind of secure heavy branches against the trunk. Huh. So when they come back to trim the tree, they're going to check the health of the cable too, which makes me feel great because I love the tree. I love the way it looks, but obviously don't want it there if it's not safe for my family. So I learned a lot by having them come by.
Yeah. Wow. Susie, you took us around the outside of the homes and now tell us, what do we need to do to take care of the insides, the interior?
Yeah, I think it's all about a combination of insulation, smart heating practices, and some extra cozy touches to make your home winter ready. So let's start with a cozy thought. Insulation. The better it is, the warmer you'll be. So check your home's insulation, especially in the attic and walls. If it looks a bit thin, you could consider adding some more. You'd be amazed at the savings on your heating bills too. So keeping your heating system in top shape is a must as well. Change or clean the air filters regularly, and don't forget that professional checkup before winter kicks in. Especially if you're not super handy, it's really best to bring in an expert because a well-maintained system is a happy and warm one. And windows also play a big role too. So if you've got single pane windows, you could add some window insulation film to keep that cold air outside. And speaking of gaps, check your pipes and insulate them. It's honestly a quick task that can save you from the misery of frozen pipes and potential bursts as well. And I have a few tips that also apply to my renters out there. So one idea is to consider adding rugs and carpets to your hardwood or tile floors. Not only will that keep your feet warm, but it also acts as extra insulation for your home. And be mindful of your thermostat settings. You could consider lowering the temperatures at night when you're bundled up and in bed, and then maybe raising it when you're active during the day, or obviously lowering it if you're not really home during the day. And now here's a personal favorite of mine. You can invest in some thermal blankets and throws for your couch and beds that are obviously really great to just like snuggle up to if you're watching a movie or reading a book. But as holiday sales are approaching, like this past Prime Day, I bought a bunch of these, some good deals on heated blankets, space heaters, and wearable blankets. And a fun fact, I actually have two for you. One is I have two Snuggies, and I've already started sporting them around the house.
Nice.
I think it's just a change of season. My body isn't adjusting to like warm temperatures to like super cold temperatures because it hasn't even been that cold, but these wearable blankets are amazing. So I had gotten two of them last Prime Day. And then actually today, my husband is picking up at Costco like a space heater for our garage because we work out in the garage. So I'm like, it's going to get cold. And then I'm going to have the excuse that I can't work out at home. So we should probably get one of those. But lastly, those pests we said we'd address, it's time to get those kits at the local hardware store and keep them away because the cold is, they're going to want to come inside as soon as it gets cold. So they sell all different types of ways to keep pests out, whether it's like sticky sheets you put down or even these plugins that have the sound that we can't hear, but they can hear. And apparently they want to stay away from. That's what we use in our house.
Nice. I definitely want to keep the pests away.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
These are perfect. And yeah, now this weather's getting cold. I'm excited for like cozy season, though, hearing you talk about the Snuggies and all that.
The blankets, yeah.
Yeah, and it applies to the renters, too, because, you know, maybe they're like, well, I can't re-insulate my walls. What else am I supposed to do? I just can't insulate your body, you know? Like,
exactly.
Get that that blanket on.
Yeah, it's true. All right, Susie Calabrese, thank you so much. And I guess enjoy the cozy season.
Yeah, thanks, Susie.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.